Welcome to the Advisor Arena Podcast with your hosts Jamie Malm and Josh Watson. This show is designed to share ideas and help you gain insight from some of your most successful peers. We will discuss industry news, hot topics, and challenges you may face, as well as give you some possible solutions. Thanks for joining us today. Let's get started.
Welcome, everybody, to another episode of the Advisor Arena Podcast. I'm your host, Jamie Malm, and as always, here with Josh Watson. Hi, Josh.
Hello. Great to be back for another episode.
Yep. We've slowed down a little bit this year, but that just means quality over quantity, right? That's what we're going to go with.
That's exactly right. We want to bring real value, not just be a time filler.
Yep. It was getting to be a little hectic to keep up with you all and do a weekly podcast. So you noticed, maybe you didn't, but we've gone to a monthly distribution. So when this episode airs, we will be in May, which is crazy. I cannot stop being my parents and talking about how fast time goes. And the older I get, the faster it goes. So I'm probably not going to stop. I'm going to keep talking about how time's just slipping away all the time.
Yep. I mean, once you throw a kid in the mix, it just accelerates. I don't know what it is, but it's crazy.
It is crazy. Well, today for our delivery on quality over quantity, we're going to talk about something that I think every advisor feels, but maybe we don't know how to solve. And that is, how do you actually differentiate yourself? When from a client's perspective, we all kind of look the same.
Right. And I don't, and that's not an insult to advisors. Really, that's just kind of reality. I mean, clients who are financial advisors, they don't really know what it means. They see a registered rep, an insurance agent, a fee-based planner, kind of all the same. So how do you differentiate yourself?
Yeah, to them, it's all just money people, right? And if that's the case, if that's what they're thinking, then what do they default to? They default to what they know, which is performance, it's growth. Maybe they look at fees and maybe they look at brand name, which is a dangerous place to be because now you're in a race that you can't control. People are judging you on things that really you don't have a ton of control over.
Right. Yeah, let's just call it what it is. I think it really is an identity problem in the industry. I mean, titles are confusing. The compensation structures are confusing. And really, clients don't ever wake up thinking, I need a fee-based fiduciary with a hybrid RIA structure, or I can't work with these people. So, yeah, it's just different.
Dang it. I wish they did. That would be great. But you're right. Nobody really knows what that means. So we talk about it. And what they actually wake up thinking is, am I going to be okay? Can I retire? They are worried about something. And if they can't distinguish between advisor types, then the advisor who clarifies their problem better, who understands their problem better and articulates that is the one that wins the client. Then it's not the person that has the longest list of credentials or who had the biggest brand name. That becomes less important.
That's such a key shift too. I mean, most advisors, they try to differentiate by explaining, you know, what they are, where if you think about it, the better move is to really show clients what they're missing out on by not working with you.
We love to talk about our credentials and our background and our years of service and our great client experience and the service that we provide. Everybody is going to say that. Nobody is going to say, you know what, I probably don't have as much experience as this other person. Yeah, our client service probably is a little lacking, could be better. So everybody is going to want to talk about their credentials. Well, that just becomes like noise, white noise to people. And where I have found most advisors, and I found this from my 20 plus years on this side and in advising other advisors, but I've also found it in running my own practice, where most other advisors live is in accumulation and total return. That's what they focus on. That's what they talk about.
100%, right? So all they say is, we'll grow your assets, right? That's always been the core message for decades. I mean, it's crazy. So it's always been about returns for clients. And so you gotta help them get past that.
And it's not necessarily wrong. Yes, we want to focus on growth. It's just an incomplete picture.
Right.
At some point we talk about this a lot at Gradient, I know, which I don't think I realized was that unique until I started having so many conversations with clients and I realized they're not being talked about like this from anybody else. So at some point we start to look at making the adjustment from the accumulation phase of our financial lives to the distribution phase. Clients stop thinking so much about how much can I grow this? And they start thinking about how am I going to use this? And that's where a lot of advisors lose their footing a little bit. That's not where they specialize in. And that's an opportunity.
It is. And or worse, they just never even bring it up. So they just stay in the accumulation mode forever because it's comfortable. You know, they can measure it. It's easy to compare to other things. But think about it. I mean, if your entire value is tied to return, then the moment someone else outperforms you, what happens?
The client leaves
and they're more apt to listen if it's all about return and not necessarily the plan.
Yeah. And I think you've got to think about what happens then if you're tying your worth to performance and accumulation and the lowest fees. You become very replaceable. You become a commodity. It is something that somebody can just say, well, was this fee lower? Was this performance higher? So then that's where I'm going. You don't want to live in that replaceable mindset.
Right. And so how do you actually differentiate? I think you have to expand the conversation, obviously, beyond just investments, right?
And not in like a fluffy, we do financial planning kind of way. You really have to make it real. You have to make sure the client is feeling that difference. You can't just say, yeah, we do full service financial planning.
Right. And everybody says that, right? And so what does that mean? So lots of people, they have a tagline that says we do holistic planning or wealth management. But yeah, what does that actually even mean? Nobody knows.
For me, what has been the biggest aha moment that I have seen with advisors that practice this and then also with my own clients, if you can show them really the overall threats and the big picture to their nest egg, first thing is risk tolerance and asset allocation. That's where most people live. We're just talking about how are we allocated, how are we growing assets? That is the starting point. From there, then you have to show what is the income plan? How do we turn these hard-earned assets and this nest egg into income that you can't outlive that's guaranteed? We also have to think about the taxation piece of it. If you have this pot of money that you've accumulated all these years, it's in a 401k, you've been kicking the can down the road all these years. How are we going to get that money out of the 401k and into your pocket in the most tax efficient manner? Most agents and advisors aren't probably talking about taxation beyond maybe a basic Roth conversion conversation. And then from a legacy standpoint, your income is one thing. Want to make sure you're taken care of. Whatever's left, I assume we want to pass to beneficiaries in the most tax efficient way possible. We don't want Uncle Sam to get it. So how does that pass most tax efficiently? And then what are the things that derail best laid plans, healthcare, long-term care, medical expenses? And then finally, the legal aspect. Do you know where trust, wills, power of attorney documents, do you know what that structure should look like for each one of your clients? And do you have a resource that can help put that in place for them? That's holistic planning.
Right. And here's the thing. I think a lot of clients probably have some version of each of those, but they're all fragmented, right? So they've got different professionals working on different things. They all have a different strategy. There's absolutely no coordination between any of them. And so that's where you can really step in and shine.
The no coordination is such a big deal because think about how overwhelming that would feel to a client. I mean, I think about my parents or, you know, anybody that would be trying to navigate how in the world am I going to make sure that I'm relaying correctly between the person that's managing my investments and the person that's doing my tax return? What are my opportunities? Is there something else I should do? Did somebody make a recommendation here that hurt me over here? What then am I even asking for from a legal structure? If you don't have somebody leading that charge, that's really difficult. So instead of saying I'm fee-based or I'm different because I use insurance, the real differentiator becomes I help you because I make all of this work together. We are the ones that are bringing this together for you.
Right. And so, that's where advisors really need to shift to, from really a product-based conversation to a process-based conversation. Because like we mentioned earlier, products are comparable, just like investments are. And so, but your processes aren't. And so you need to shift it from that product-based conversation to that process-based conversation.
We talk a lot about processes. If you're listening and you've been with Gradient for years, you'll know that this is something that we lean into heavily. That's because we know how valuable it is and we know it works. Anybody can say, I use this fund, or I recommend this annuity, or I build portfolios this way. And you may feel like that is something that differentiates you. Maybe it's a great annuity. Maybe it's a great fund. Maybe you have some combination of those things that you feel like is different than most, but it's still not something you have complete control over. And it's not unique to you. It's something that they can get elsewhere. Not everyone can walk a client through how decisions get made across all aspects of their financial life and how one decision made in a bubble might negatively impact other aspects. That's your key differentiator.
You're exactly right. And every advisor can walk a client through what their return is and compare investments, mm-hmm. but not everyone can show them how that investment fits into everything else that they have in place.
Yeah. And I think that's when you can do that, the client stops asking them, what's your return, starts asking, how does this all fit together? That's really when you know you've elevated the relationship and you've done what you should have done.
Right. And here's the big takeaway for me. I mean, all the confusion actually in the industry, you can use that to your advantage.
100%. We have old presentations that have been around for years. And there's a slide that I'll remember forever that we used to use to really help consumers figure out source of advice. There are three sources of advice. It's registered reps, it's fee-based financial planners, and it's insurance agents. Two of those are commission-based. They sell something, nothing wrong with it. It's just important to know who they work for. Only the third is somebody that you're hiring to act in your best interest. And that's a great launching pad then. Unfortunately, that's where most people stop. And they think, back to how you said in the beginning, most people aren't waking up thinking, gosh, I wish I had a fee-based independent financial advisor that had an RIA firm. But when you can highlight the difference, it starts to click. And then when you can show the value and walk them through that, now what other advisors are trying to explain their title, you're making it relevant to them. So if a client understands how taxes, income, risk, legacy, how they all interact, they're not shopping you anymore.
Right. They're relying on you now. So that's a big difference. So let's make this actionable. So if you're an advisor listening to this, what's one shift you could make immediately? You know, stop leading with what you do would be one, in my opinion, and start leading with what clients typically overlook. Would be a big one.
Yeah, that is a big one. So stop leading with what you do. People don't care about your solutions. They care about their problems. So if you can fixate on what they are overlooking that's impacting them, then you get away from the mindset of I manage portfolios and instead can focus on things like I move away from the focus of just accumulation, but address the bigger risk on how everything connects when you actually need it. That's what you have to think about, what you want people to take away from how you're positioning yourself.
Yes. And that framing changes everything. So now you're not one of just of many, you're the one pointing out the blind spots. So it's a big, big framing change for the client.
And if you can start to think about how do you change that in every aspect of what you're doing, it starts with your branding. It starts with how you're putting yourself out there. It starts with little things. If you're doing seminars, how do you intro your seminar? Let's make sure we don't stand up there and bore people for the first 2 minutes with a list of your credentials. Let's get into why they're there. When we do marketing or advertising or branding pieces, let's talk about the things that you do that are different than everybody else. Because what we want is not to create a different label for you. Right. This is where some advisors, I think, miss the mark. Well, I'm not going to be an accumulation specialist. I'm not going to be an investment advisor. I'm going to be an income specialist. You're still trying to focus on one thing. It's the holistic approach and how this ties together. That creates a better lens for the client. And that's what we want, is for the clients to see this differently. You just got to give, you got to tee them up to do that.
Right. So when you shift from performance to planning and from products to process, you know, from titles to outcomes, you really stop competing. And I guess you start leading would be a good way to put that.
Yeah, I love it. That's a great place to end. We stop competing. We start leading. There are small tweaks that you can do. If you're listening to this and you're thinking, gosh, I think I'm guilty of a lot of these things. We all are. We've all kind of fallen into the natural habit of what the industry norm is. Now is the time to take a step back. And if you're not sure where to make adjustments, that's something that we can help with. So you can start with Josh and I. We also have a marketing and brand assessment that you can take that will really dig in specifically to how are you positioning yourself? Is the way in which you're putting yourself, your company, your services out there, does it sound like everybody else, or are you actually doing the things that maybe are opening people's eyes to what you do differently? So I hope it was helpful. If there is anything, like always, that we talked about in this episode, you know where to reach us. How do they get a hold of us, Josh?
They can email theadvisorina@gradientib.com. Give us a call at the office. So multiple ways.
Yep. Yep. We also, if you're seeing this like on social media, you can direct message us. We will respond to those messages as well. We want to help. So if this is an area that you think you need some differentiation, you think you need to maybe step up your game a little bit, something that we've got things in place that you can step right into. So we appreciate you all, and we will see you next time on the Advisor Arena.